Hello and welcome to the 19th Manx Footy Pod of the season. For this week's podcast, myself and Dave,
hi everyone,
are joined by Ellen Van and attackers Fiora Davies and Mike Williams ahead of Sunday's friendly with the newly formed Yorkshire International Football Association. Welcome, chaps, to Podcast Towers for our 50th ever episode, Dave.
I didn't think we'd get past two.
You know what? I was going to get some sort of bunting and, you know, those things, what are they called? Popper things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Party poppers.
Party poppers, just to clarify, party poppers, yeah. but I forgot.
Well, at least we got two elite guests in.
So. That's it, we've got two tremendous guests.
We pushed the boat out with these two, didn't we?
So, lads, thanks for coming in. Is it what you expected, this, you know, the studio? I know, Fiora, you've listened to a few of the podcasts in the past.
Yeah, it's pretty plush. I like it. I thought it'd be a lot smaller and dingy, but it's
good. Well, we've branched out, yeah. When we go back to episode one, we had Stewie Neen, didn't we?
We did, the referee.
And we did it pretty much in a broom cupboard.
It was, I was basically sat in his lap. So.
You were, yeah. That, I think it did make him a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, he hasn't been back since.
No, he hasn't. Yeah. He actually's given up referee. Yeah. After that, to be honest,
that's my effect on people.
Yeah, well, I think he does occasionally does the game, but yeah, but since Dave sat on his lap and interviewed him,
the Dave Norton effect.
Yeah, but yeah, thanks for witnessing. Obviously, I know you're jetting out to the sunny climes of Pontefract on Sunday. Yeah. See, this is new places for you to explore. You just mentioned South Tyrol in Italy. Yeah. Now you got Pontefract through.
Yeah.
It's gonna be. Yeah, I'm sure
it's
lovely
in Pontefract. I've actually been there, but it's a lovely place.
Yeah. Drew's going to be your tour guide, I think, Mike. You'd be like,
there's not much to show there.
Right, we're recording this a little bit later than usual, aren't we, David? It's now just after six on a Friday evening.
It is, the Friday night lights.
It feels a bit like, do you remember when Hollyoaks went all late night and it was on E4 and it was after the watershed and it was a bit risque?
Yeah, it's a little bit dodgy, wasn't it?
It feels a little bit like that, doesn't it?
But nothing's going to be as risky as Rory's four nipples.
That's it, yeah, I suppose, yeah, we can't top the four nipples and the Harry Weatherall's flatulence on demand.
It's early days in this area, though. Who knows what these guys will come
up with. Well, that's it, you know, the bar has been set quite low, hasn't it? And these lads are going to have to try and beat that. Now, before we get on to the football, it's my favourite part of the podcast, Dave.
It certainly is.
It's biscuit time. Now, I didn't want to spoil my tea because we're having fajitas tonight, I've been told by the missus. I went and bought the chicken yesterday. But so that's why I've gone for the digestive thins because I didn't want to fill up.
I like you.
Bear
like
with you with that, yeah. Right, I'm sure you've had one because I know you're a growing lad. Yeah. You're going to have another one. You're going to have one, Mike.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Have you tried them before, lads?
They're cheap, them ones, though, aren't they?
You know, well, you know what the problem is? It's a false economy, Mike. I think I've discussed this before. You think you're being good, you know, it's January diet. You have about eight of these, and it's probably the same as about four normal biscuits, isn't
it? Game over.
Are you having one, Dave?
I'm all right, thanks.
See, that's it. See, this is what inspirational quotes. That'll be on a wall somewhere soon, if you're
no doubt.
Are you going to have one? No.
I've had plenty of these in the past. I don't need any more. I have to watch this wonderful figure of mine. So.
They're very Moorish.
Mm. Very.
I think we'll see this packet off.
I think for us.
Yeah.
Right. Well, they've got big two games this weekend. They need all the calorific intake they can get.
Exactly. Is this part of the pre-match preparation, sir?
Yeah. That's it. Well, we're here to talk about the glamour friendly, aren't we? I've quite described it as a glamour friendly in today's Independent.
It's had a lot of media attention, hasn't it?
So. A lot of publicity, not just from us. Across the world, Sky Sports apparently are going to be there on Sunday, asking Fiora for his comments on Pontefract. So you may want to polish up on that before then. But yeah, there's a lot of interest in the game, isn't there, Fiora? It's Yorkshire's first official game. They only formed last year. They've been having trial matches and all sorts, and it's been in all the national press and stuff. So
yeah, there's been a lot of hype around it.
So it looks like there's going to be a big crowd.
Yeah, from what we've been told by Malcolm, which is pretty much every day. It sounds like he said that there's going to be buses picking up people from all over Yorkshire just to come and watch this match. So sounds like there's going to be a lot of people there.
Malcolm's word is gospel, by the way, Jen. Absolute gospel.
Does that add to the pressure, though, or just the sense of occasion for you guys?
I don't think there's much pressure for us. It'll be them, won't it? Because they're going to have all the fans exactly, down. Yeah. We're turning up to try and play.
To spoil the party. Yeah, so exactly. I was just saying before, I don't know if you off, it was off before we started recording, wasn't it? The cleaner's just come in, Dave. This could be interesting. I hope she doesn't start hoovering. Anyway, we'll try and get through it before she starts on the hoovering. There's going to be a brass band there to play the anthems. You know, there's going to be, as you say, the supporters clubs from what is it, a Liverpool branch of the Yorkshire Supporters Club and all that, isn't it?
Really.
So it's, you know, it's going to be some occasion, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mike?
We're big time now. So.
That's it, yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be a good occasion anyway. I mean, I think all lads are looking forward to it. I mean, me and Farouk are anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
It's got a call up. I wasn't expecting it, so It's always good to get caught. Yeah, that's on the original team sheet. Yeah.
Well, you of course you've come in for Lee, who's on the piste, as it were.
Yes.
At the moment. Yeah, he's in France.
France skiing at the moment.
He seems to be spending most of his time Instagramming rather than actually
yeah.
skiing. But
selfie king. Yeah.
But that so you're going to come in hopefully for his role on the wing, Mike. So you're looking forward to that?
I am. Yeah. Actually, I like playing with me for it. It's been like quite a challenge, especially when we went away to Cyprus. I know it was a big. There was a big difference in playing amateur football and going away and seeing these guys.
They were good.
So hopefully it's going to be the same kind of challenge, and I can take experience from Cyprus and just go into this game, see how it goes.
And both of you are going into this in excellent form. You know, you've both been fighting the back of the net like plethora of times, basically. But yeah,
that's just the word plethora.
I've got to throw something there, but
word of the day.
Yeah. So yeah, obviously you're hoping to take that form into. You're feeling good about the match?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
How's training been going? Was there a bit more, you know, being?
We haven't trained with NIFA yet.
We haven't trained together.
Oh right,
but
okay.
A lot of the players play with each other,
yeah.
And I guess a lot of the players for the Isle of Man FA we train on a Wednesday as well. Yeah. So most of them we play together. So they're
coached by Dicko as well. So
there's common links throughout. Yeah.
Dicko's for. With Geordies, obviously, and then Ireland, which a lot of players associated with, so
yeah.
It's good.
So when I was penning my preview this week, I came across the EvoStick North Premier League website, which is worth a browse of anyone's time. And this is the standard that most of these players are at. They're in the Northern Premier League. It's Division 1, North and South. So yeah. I worked out, I think it's 4 tiers under the League 2, isn't it?
Yes.
And 1... tier under Lancaster City, who obviously did you guys go in July in the summer? You played Lancaster City.
Oh yeah, I did. Actually.
Yeah, so that was 7-3, 7-4. I can't remember. It was a high-scoring friendly defeat, wasn't it? Well, we'll gloss over that.
Yeah.
But they're sort of slightly under Lancaster City standard, so it's going to be. Looks like it's going to be a tough game, doesn't it?
Yeah. Holden, Alex Holden plays for one of the teams.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, right. He's playing there, so he said that they're pretty good.
Yeah.
And it'll be a decent standard, and a lot of them get paid. He didn't, but
a lot of them got paid. He mentioned that.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're probably expecting quite some good players.
Again, I keep referring to it. It's probably just, you should just buy the paper. It's 90p, you know.
Yeah, it's a good time.
But they could have called upon the likes of Jamie Vardy and John Stones, technically. You know, apparently they're a bit busy this weekend, but, you know, the FA Cup matches and all that. But
that's not as important, is it, surely?
Not as important as Yorkshire international match.
We've already mentioned they're going to be up for this one, though, aren't they? And but what we did find out today was that there is a full league programme on Saturday for these boys, isn't there?
Yeah, it's quite similar to, obviously, you guys over here. So I think it's a full fixture list. So, obviously, we don't quite know much about their players. So, it'll be interesting to see how many of them play on Saturday and Sunday. But for you guys, how does that affect your preparations, you know, that you're going to be playing tomorrow as well?
I asked some of the boys before if they were thinking about playing the game. And not everybody was bothered. I mean, I asked Frank... if he was playing the Saturday before, and he just brushed off saying, yeah, of course,
Mr. Frank.
Frank's a butcher's dog, so it wouldn't really bother him. And it's not really, to be honest, it didn't really bother me. As soon as he said that he was playing, I had every intention
might
of playing.
Might be different for me. I'm getting on now. So, Saturday we're playing Colby at home. So the ground is soft. So I don't think I should be all right. I should
I'm getting the rollers out come after the match for you. For your hair, I mean.
I should be all right. Hopefully it's an evening game, so we've got the travelling.
Well, 3:30 kickoff. You guys seem scarily unaware of your details for Sunday. Do you even know what time you're going to the airport?
So much information from Malcolm.
We just rely on Malcolm. So I seen him today, and he had to tell me where his organic company was.
Really?
I struggled to find
it. I still haven't got my kit for
past B&Q, mate. Just go past it, and you'll get there.
Right, so you're getting kits, official polos, is it, for the trip?
Yeah, we got a polo, a beanie, trackies.
You'll need that in Pontefract.
Waterproof jacket and a hoodie.
He does go out, Malcolm, which
maybe,
is fair.
Maybe not a flat cap. I thought he might have had a cultural exchange of caps maybe at half time or something like that now.
No. Just a nice little red Alan Vernon hat.
Let's just talk about Predators as well.
Whoa! Boots?
That's just Dicko being the wind up.
surprise
here. But it adds to the whole feel, doesn't it? If he's going all out for this, it does make it seem very professional, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And the feel of travelling away as an international team, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah, a team bonding as well. So.
Yeah, shell suits. They'll be next. Sliders.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We have had some suspect fisherman trousers. Yeah. I think it was South Tyrol we had.
Highly flammable.
I don't know what the make was, but they weren't the most fitted.
What about them trackies we went to in Cyprus? What were you like in them?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were. They're ripped now, but yeah.
They were like parachutes. Nobody was happy with them. Malcolm Force must have wear them as well.
He does go all out, so.
Yeah, he's good to us, Malcolm.
Yeah, so now obviously this game, I've called it the first official game ahead of the World Cup, you know, a bit of a warm up for that. Now, it's end of May, isn't it? Start of June, I think you said. So it's only a few months away now, but it must be starting to get into the back of your heads now. And obviously that's had a lot of buzz about that in recent weeks. There's been a few articles about that and on Twitter and social media and online and stuff like that.
Yeah, Malcolm's been saying that there's film crews coming over to the Isle of Man. He said there's three different types coming over. One from Japan, he said.
Right.
Coming over to...
You'll be big in Japan.
Yeah. Coming to film us and ask about like the culture of the Isle of Man and stuff like that. So, there's a lot of hype surrounding it. So it should be good.
So is it now the time you want to sort of kick on with your form to make sure you're included within that squad, isn't it?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, right now at this point of the season is where I feel like we should be at our fittest. Like gone through the start of it and. Now is where you've got to really prove and kick on that you should be in the squad, whether it be scoring goals or just helping your team out, just performing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And obviously, there's a lot of international games earlier on in the season, which has disrupted a lot of teams. But for you two, it doesn't seem to have affected you. You know, your form has still been right up there all the way through.
Yeah, I kind of see it as like a tougher game a lot of the time because, like, no offense to the team, sometimes it's a we're playing like teams that are quite lower than us, so playing against people that you don't know and you don't know what to expect, you up your game. So I think that increases our form a lot of the time. So I enjoy that.
Yeah. Obviously, you had your starring role for the Isle of Man as well in the Interleague Cup. Came off the bench and single-handedly won it.
Worldy.
I don't know that single-handedly, but.
Well, Mr. Jones was trying to tell us after that it was good management by him.
I saw that. Yeah. I believe he took the credit. I guess he would.
And obviously you've become a dad in recent months. Yeah. Is that help, you know, you just want to be out of the house now? Is that put more effort into training? Or?
No, it's completely opposite, to be honest. I can't wait to get home and spend time with her because work's quite tough and a lot of time taken up. So any opportunity I'm getting, I'm spending time with her, both of them. Yeah, so. Enjoying that new challenge, but it's been awesome.
Great stuff.
Congratulations.
Just before we delve into the Twitter questions, say congratulations and happy birthday to Daniel Bell. It's his birthday today.
Of course it is, yes.
So I'm sure that means Sunday night's return trip will be definitely an interesting one for you guys.
Good Bell.
Right, the Twitter questions. We've had loads.
Yeah.
We were in this, you two were the most popular guests we've ever had for Twitter questions.
Yeah, and that's saying something considering, Mike, you're not even on Twitter.
So. Yeah. So these are going to be a complete shock for you, most of these. We'll kick off with Hannah Riley, nominated for Sportswoman of the Year this year.
Yes, congratulations to Hannah.
Yeah, she says, but a question for both of you, I presume. What animal would you be and why? So we'll kick off with Mike with that one.
That's a very good question.
Mm. Yeah, it is. It's
very deep.
I don't know what type of animal I'd be. I've never really put any thought into that, to be quite honest.
I have.
I don't know. Monkeys are quite a cool animal. I quite like monkeys. When I go to the zoo and stuff like that, when I've been, I always go and check out the monkeys and stuff. pretty
Mike cool. The monkey's got a nice ring.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Mike the monkey.
It is a tough one, but I think a lion.
Ooh.
It's quite a common animal, but They're just king of the jungle.
Not many over here, though, to be fair. Not common over here.
Not common over here, but they're just there. Yeah.
Not even got one at the wildlife park, so it's pretty rare that.
If Steve roars like a lion, to be fair, when he scores a goal, he screams.
Or a wallaby. A Max Wallaby.
Max Wallaby. Fair point.
Seen that picture after he scored the goal? Looked like a lion there, didn't it?
I'm sure with some Photoshop, we could make that happen.
Quite easily. Yeah. Right, next question. Obviously, we've gone from the sublime to a good question here from Tony Sewell, the gym's manager.
And co-op cast iron manager.
Of course. There are other retail outlets available.
Yeah.
As two quality strikers who stand out when you watch them, why do you not seem to play together that much at Russia before Furu moved on?
What? You were talking about this, Mike, but I think you were ships that passed in the night in many ways, weren't you?
Yeah, well, I feel like we didn't... We didn't play much together because at the start, I think you were at university. When I first moved, I played up top with Josh.
Yeah, he did.
And then Josh moved off to wherever he went, and I was kind of up. Yeah.
He spat the dummy.
Josh spat the dummy. And
built an arc, wasn't he?
Farouk, you were still at uni at that time.
Yeah, I was coming back. So we
you were back and forth. We played a few games together, and then I went to America.
Yeah.
So it was really when I came back from America, I was playing combi to get my fitness back up, and we played in the cup together. We did quite well in the cup. Mm. But
I remember playing gyms. There's videos, Paul Hatton videos, of us, and we battered them, and I set you up in one of them. So
The Corinthians game, we played one game against Corinthians where I scored a hat trick.
Yeah,
we played quite well together.
So we have played together.
Yeah, we have just
ominous signs for Yorkshire then.
Yeah,
there you go.
Telepathic.
You should move back to the Russian.
Tapping up started early this year.
You're good enough to come to Geordie.
Good response. Tony also asks for Mike, how's Luke's band doing across?
Yeah, he's enjoying it loads over there, I think, with his band. It's more of a good scene for him. I think Tony used to be Luke's boss at Castown Co-op. He used to work there, but yeah, he's absolutely loving it over there. From what I've been hearing from him, he's given me some advice. I'm going over to France soon.
Right.
Paris, and Luke's been giving me some advice on places to go there, so yeah.
Fantastic. Question for you, Furu, from Harry Houston. Is this one of your students, by the way?
Yeah.
You had quite a few from your students.
Yeah, I think this bit you said before there might have been a bit of people been putting stuff up.
Chris Horton.
Yeah. A lot of people blame Chris Horton.
So he asks. Oh, he says. Apparently, you wear eyeliner when playing to intimidate opposition. Would you care to confirm this?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I think I can, you know, they do the American football, they put the grease paint on and stuff like that, so it's legitimate. And you got the Maoris the tattoos and stuff like that.
Yeah. Look, the record speaks for itself this season.
What's it called? Minimal gains.
Yeah.
That's what all the sports psychologists and experts say, so good on you, Furu.
Someone else should try it as well.
Yeah.
You get a sponsorship from an eyeliner company then.
Yeah.
Max Effect or whatever it's called.
Yeah, there you go. Stevie Burns, coach extraordinaire, he asks, can you ask Michael if being a dead ringer for Hector Bellerin is a help or a hindrance?
You tell me, Burnsy. You tell me.
I have to say, I hadn't noticed the similarities till you two.
But you can see.
Yeah, I can see it now.
There's not many similarities between me and Hector, other than we are probably at the same level of football.
Well,
and speed, maybe.
Hector's much faster than me.
Hector's the quickest player at Arsenal, isn't he? Was he quicker than Theo Walcott?
Is he second fastest in the league? Sarni is the fastest.
Yeah. Is he?
Sarni's rapid.
Yeah, fair play.
You wouldn't think so many years here.
You learn something new every day.
I think so.
What do you mean?
Go on, Dave. All right, Frank Jones, another question for you, Mike. How's the car going?
Absolutely brilliant, Frank. I gave Frank a lift to somewhere in there. Oh, it was the back end of nowhere after one of the Ireland games. To be fair, you can see outside. Like, it's an absolute
piece. Was that the Fiesta?
Mm-hmm. No, I think it was a Corsa.
A Corsa, right? It's dark.
It's a piece of junk, honestly. It's terrible. I almost crashed on the way back from that, I'd say, when I dropped Frank off. Hasn't paid me any money for that, though, has he?
Score a hat trick, Malcolm might get you one.
Cheers, Mal.
Yeah. Your colleague, Don Winrow, he played for Onken Combi for a bit, didn't he?
He did, and obviously former boxer.
Yeah, didn't he have a fight against Anthony Joshua once?
He did.
Yeah. Got knocked out, didn't he?
First round.
He tweets in, there are rumours across the Isle, man, that your throw is actually hair extensions that you tie into a bun. Is this true?
Yeah. No, it's not. Nah.
Could have had a podcast exclusive then.
No, it's just a a nuisance, really.
It's natural, not, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, completely natural dreads.
How long have you been growing it now?
5 years, I think. Wow. Maybe longer, I think. Maybe 6 years.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's getting very annoying and heavy.
So you're thinking about a change, drastic change?
It has been crossing my mind, but then I doubt I could ever. One day when it's like really, really long. But
yeah. It ties into another Twitter question. We'll jump to that one actually from Niall Gibney, another student of yours, I believe.
We can tell which of the students because they always put Mr. Davies. Yeah.
It's a nice step back. If you were to get 30 goals this season, would you consider cutting your locks?
No, definitely.
Because you're on about 18, isn't it? Yeah. You're on about 18, 19 now, aren't you?
Maybe 30 more.
If it was like 50 goals or something, yeah, maybe.
And the grand
for charity or something like that. But yeah.
That's a nice thing to do. Yeah, for charity. Maybe you could do it for charity. Not just for needless retweets like we did with poor Cameron Lee.
Yeah, well, it worked for him. Well,
he cut his beard off.
He's cut his hair. He looked like Alexi Lalas.
That was some barnet there. When he was running around and it was coming out. Shocking hair for that, Cammy.
Now, the wonderfully named Cedric H. Lucas. Is that his real name? Is he another one
Cedric,
of those?
Yeah.
That's a tremendous name.
It is.
I don't know what the H stands for, but it is.
Is it true Mr. Munro, Mr. Munro beat you in arm wrestle and at table tennis?
Yeah. Well, we've never had an arm wrestle, but I definitely beat him at that. But right, you can see Mr. Winrow, he's had a lesson with him and he has asked him to tweet a load of rubbish basically. But I was trying to get table tennis going at school, and I was trying to get him on board as well, so I let him win a game.
There's a strategy there.
The tactics,
like
but he's never since played me again, so he's gone around.
I think if we do a charity haircut at some point in the future when you get 50 goals in the Grand Slam, whatever, we could also get Dom down and we could do this arm wrestle, I think.
Arm wrestle and then a table tennis off.
Yeah.
We could do it on this table.
Yeah, perfect for it.
And then finish with a game of beer pong.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Yeah. Another one.
No new mugs.
That'll come up later. Right, Steve Whitley, question for you, Mike. Why do you always pull your shorts up on one leg?
He always asks me this as well. He knows the answer. What? I don't know.
People want to know.
Yeah.
I don't think people want to know. But, I've always done it. I genuinely just like have always done it when I've had undershorts on. I've just tucked my short into my leg.
Just one short,
Yeah, just the left one. I don't know why it makes me feel a bit more comfortable. I've always done it. It might be superstition or something.
I thought it was because Ronaldo did it.
Yeah, because Alexis Sanchez, he was a traitor.
Taylor Andrews, he's making a bit of a name for himself, Douglas Royal at the moment.
He's still well, isn't he?
Yeah, young striker.
Senior team.
He's only 16, isn't he?
Yeah.
He says, Mr. Davies, would you prefer your ability or Mr. Callister's?
At what?
I presume football, but he's being a bit ambiguous with his tweet then.
I think it's a bit of a dig, to be honest. But I'd take Mikey Callister's ability to talk his way through games. I'd take that, but his ability, I don't know about that. He's got a hell of a left peg, I think.
You're different players though, aren't you? Mikey's very much a... He plays off a target man in Mr. Martin Cowan. Yeah. Well, I'm calling everyone Mr. now because everyone's really sweet. But yours tend to be the focal point of an attack. Well, Mikey sort of he feeds off the scraps, doesn't he? Yeah.
Who does he play for?
The Mighty Pinks, double South.
I thought he was a winger, wasn't he?
He can't play wing, but plays up front.
He's quite good. He's been on the bench a few times when I've played.
Has he?
I don't
know.
I
thought there's an opportunity for you there, Fury.
Unsurprisingly.
Right, Andy Ball, podcast favourite, of course. This is to you, Mike. What does... I don't know...
Hang on, is this safe for podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
What does POEY mean, or P-O-E-Y?
Now, this tweet was with a screenshot from 2011. Yeah,
POEY.
Yeah.
POEY is just POEY. POEY means POEY.
Is that it?
That's how Baller described it to me. I was out in... we were out in Cali when we were like 15, and he said POEY to one of the Ramsey boys, and I was like, what's POEY? He's like, Poey's Poey, Mike. And it just confused me, and I was like, what do you mean, Poey's Poey? He's like, Poey is Poey. And then I asked him again at the end of the trip, and he's just like, sure, Michael, you're being ridiculous. Poey's Poey.
Well, I think we've come up with the podcast name, the episode name.
Yeah, Poey. I think Poey. What is Poey? Is it like, what's the other kids call it? A peng or something like that? What
was it for? Poey's Poey, mate.
Penging?
Poey is Poey.
Was Poey before Peng?
Poey's always been.
For as long as I can remember.
The
legend of Poey. Well, like, every day is at school day, isn't
he
it?
He told me that right after, well, after yours drowned the day before. Matty Christian, well, you were told on strict instructions, you know, when you go out to California, they tell you not to go in the water at the sea because you could get dragged out. It's just dangerous, they don't want to do it. And Baller decided that he'd go out because obviously he's an elite swimmer. I think Matty was the only one there. Matty Christian was the one he was staying with, and he had to go out and save him. And somebody said to me that when they got back, and Matty had pulled him back or something, that Paula just said, you should have just left me.
Funnily enough, I don't remember any of that being in Mr. Sharkey's report from that made it into the paper. But that's true, you could be on with the ship if you, you know, play your cards right and get with Mr. Matty Kelly, didn't you? You know, you could go out as a teacher.
Oh, yeah. I've been to some of the trials, yeah.
You should definitely
get I'd love to do that. That'd be absolutely amazing. My my record still stands, apparently.
Mike was telling us before you.
You know about this as well.
15 goals, was it?
15?
Yeah. I don't know, I think it was 10 and 9 or something, I don't know what it was, but apparently it still stands. So
maybe Sharky was...
I'd like to put it to the players to try and beat.
Well, there you go.
Well, I got 5 one season.
Well, you were top scorer, you
got top goal half scorer half that one. Pretty close.
Right, the infamous Adrian Rashid, who obviously joined us for our Christmas special. He asks two questions.
I think Fur is a bit of a fan of Adrian Rashid, by the way.
Did you say you listened to the Christmas
special? I was just on the way to a game or something like that, and I was listening to it, and yeah, it had me in stitches.
Yeah, he's a rare character. It's good to see. I saw something that he's buried the hatchet with Youthy. He's back. He's made himself available for selection again.
Was he?
Fantastic. Yeah, so he could be. Although the combi game has been called off
already.
Tomorrow,
another
so
one
will be tomorrow. So you said, question for Fury. He obviously was taking you with the boxer. How did you feel when I called you my brother?
Oh, I felt loved. I felt, yeah, the love.
Life was complete.
Yeah.
No, we worried it might incur a legal case, but that's good. So you felt loved. Eos, next question for Tom Cruise in The Last Samurai. Is it true that your arm tattoo actually reads "Life is like a box of chocolates"?
That is correct. That is actually correct.
In what language?
Chinese.
In samurai.
Fair play.
Any story behind it? Were you drunk when you got it done?
When I got it done, I think I was 15. I was out with my mate Ev Johnson in Turkey.
Right.
So I just...
You travelled a lot when you were 15. You were well-travelled 15.
It was before California, actually. It was literally like...
Hot, warm weather camp.
No, it was after, sorry. I just got back from California. I went straight to Turkey. And then ended up getting a terrible tattoo on my arm. In Chinese, life is a box of chocolates. So.
That is fantastic.
Is Forrest Gump your favourite film?
Yeah.
Not anymore, it's Last Samurai. he also asks you, well, for are you enjoying the mug?
Yeah, it's a good mug.
Yeah.
Is Agent Rashid actually this guy?
That's him.
I thought
so. Yeah.
Top man.
He might be behind the page, you might not be there.
Yeah.
Look at Mike standing at the veil of mystery. Veil of mystery.
Nobody knows, do they?
Nobody knows. He is, you know, just an enigma. Yeah, you know, we've been fortunate enough to meet him, and I don't even know what he looks like.
No, we're sworn to secrecy anyway, so.
He's
behind like a curtain.
Yeah. I've been told that the pond.
Wore a mask.
The Pondy Mafia would be set upon me if I revealed his identity.
It's just not worth it.
No. Good. The final question, Dave.
Dino
Turton, isn't it?
Yes. Who's longer in the shower? Hat washing their hair.
Teddy.
Mike.
Yeah, if he doesn't wash it. So.
Do you have to take extra care with the locks that long?
To look at it now.
Because when my beard gets longer, I have to put beard oil in it. And
it looks like Mikey's bun takes longer to sort out.
Nah.
Yeah.
2 seconds it is, mate. Honestly.
No way. And I gave you a bun thing, and you didn't even know how to use it.
It was too long. You know, you get a bubble.
Yeah.
It was small. You just put it around twice. He gave me like a headband that was like honestly about that big. Yeah.
Serious man, but
yeah. And I had to like Farou had to do it for me. Like, turn it a few times.
Do you remember? Was it in the noughties when there was it Barros or who was it?
Milan Barros.
It was Schmitzer that had the band.
Yeah, he topped it.
Do you know from fancy one of them?
Couldn't
it? What's one of those bands? Those, like,
you know, the one that looks like a lackey band.
Yeah.
Yeah. You put a night tick on it, it's worth 20 quid. But otherwise, your postman would wrap the post in it and put it through the letterbox. You know what I mean? It's the same thing, isn't it? Let's be honest. Before we go, I've got one question for Farou. I'll ask him. I want to ask him about his rugby.
Yeah.
Now, it often fascinates me how you can play it on the off week. You know, it's.
I know. Yeah.
And how Chris Bass Senior lets you?
No choice for really.
Did you feel? Do you enjoy both equally, or?
Yeah, it happened when I got suspended from football. Played for Russia for 10 games or something like that. I got 2 red cards in one game. Good question. Asked the referee. I don't know who it was, but yeah. So I went and played rugby, and the Nomads were very accepting, and they taught me how to play rugby, and it's enjoyable running past a load of fat men on the Saturday. Anytime I get the opportunity, I just.
Do you think there'll be a point where you might give rugby a bit of full time?
Yeah, I thought about it, and it seems that if you play rugby, you can play rugby a bit longer than football.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but yeah. So maybe when I'm quite a bit older, give it a go. But yeah. Yeah, I'd like to give it a go.
Played each other once, didn't we? Yeah. Castletown versus Nomads.
Revelation, yeah. Mike used to
I was obviously
Castle.
That good, though. Yeah. I remembered.
I just watched on
the other
side.
Yeah.
No, you did, yeah. I remember it.
Yeah.
Hurt my shoulder.
But you are built for rugby, has to be said, for
rugby. Yeah, thank you.
But yes, what's your favourite position in rugby? Do you play centre?
Fullback.
Fullback?
Usually, because I can stay out of trouble and not get injured, but yeah, centre sometimes, but
and
fullback, I can catch it and get going.
Big boot on your results, good danger.
Well, Andy will never miss it, but he's a bit of a good all rugby player yourself.
I was. It's quite funny because I didn't mention it about it, but I played for Castletown before I had to become. Watch you guys play football every Saturday.
You told me you're a legend.
I played on Boxing Day, and it took me about 3 weeks to recover. You know, because it's unlike any other fitness, isn't it?
Yeah, it takes it out of you, the whole body, and you're using all your strength for every little exploit, every little bit of the game. So yeah, after a game, you definitely feel it for about a week and a half after. So,
did you ever play in the big game against King Bills?
I was in a Cos Russian.
Oh, you're not.
No.
You're finding a lot out about each other tonight. I'm enjoying it.
I went to college. Man college. But, yeah.
College didn't have a rugby team back then, did they?
Well, they tried to form one then, but never.
I remember we played a college rugby team. They were terrible.
Yeah. It's the same with the football back then.
On that bombshell. Right, before we look ahead to Saturday's games with the lads, I spoke to the Armad FA's under-18s coach Lewis Qualtro after last weekend's FA County Youth Cup quarter-final defeat at the hands of Norfolk. It was gutting, Dave. I was there, extra time.
Yeah.
And this time it went in the other team's favour.
Yeah, obviously they've done amazingly well to get that far. And we'd worked it out. It was, 9 years since last time they got to the semis?
Yes, 2008-09.
Yeah, so to come within just a few minutes of getting there again. Fantastic achievement. They should all be proud despite the defeat.
So we'll have a listen to what Lewis had to say now. Lewis, disappointment tonight. After the elation of last time I interviewed after the under-18s game, tonight we've just lost 2-1 after extra time, and it was just gutted. I'm gutted. I don't know how you guys feel.
Absolutely gutted, yeah. Part of football, really. As I say, it happened for us last time, and it wasn't to be. It happened for them this time. So all I can say is our boys gave everything they had. We pushed it to extra time again. They showed a lot of character to try and stay in the game and get in the game. We had a really poor first half, and we just couldn't really settle down for pretty much 85 minutes. And then in extra time, we settled a little bit. But, it was a shame.
First half of extra time, I thought you had them on the ropes. They were the ones who were cramping up. Johnny had that good chance down the front. And then again, the substitute centre-half looked like he played him in again. So I just thought, this is it. And then I thought, if it goes to penalties, we look more confident here. Their body language is all different. But then it was just a header, a corner, and you're probably
going mad, you know.
Two set pieces again.
Yeah.
We weren't the biggest team, but and we've conceded set pieces the whole way through. So, but and we've tried to rectify it.
Yeah.
Lots of times down here on the bowl, tried to rectify it. It's just one of those things.
Let's try and look at the positives. It's a young side. I think there's only four or five that are ineligible next year. You'll probably correct me here.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've got something to build on, definitely, though, haven't they?
Oh, definitely. They've got some great experience from this little run in the cup. And it's predominantly an under-17s team.
Yeah.
So there's a few under-16s, three, and then the rest are under-17s and three or four under-18s. So predominantly it's an under-17 if you average it up. So they got some good experience. I think they played with their heart on the sleeve, and they played with real bravery and desire. Today they just look nervous, very nervous early on. I don't know if the pressure got to them a little bit. They're only young footballers, and they hadn't been in pressure sort of games or many of them before. But they grew into the game, and it just wasn't enough in the end.
They've got to be proud though, looking back on this run. You know, they've made me proud. I'm sure they made you proud.
So. No, absolutely. They've done themselves proud.
Yeah.
They've done themselves very, very proud. They've worked tremendously hard as well.
Yeah.
So it's not just like we've picked 11 people to play. Each time we've come out, we've worked hard in training twice a week. They've been working, so they gave everything they had. It didn't happen this time round, and that's part of the game.
Yeah.
So Norfolk will be really happy.
Yeah.
Middlesex last time were really unhappy. We were delighted, so that's part of it. So, yeah.
Cheers, mate.
Thank Cheers, fella. Much. Thank you.
Right, lads, welcome back. We've still got Furo and Mike on this late night Friday night special. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's fixtures. Kicking off with everyone's favourite second division competition, the GH Corlett Woods Cup, Dave.
Oh, it's an exciting time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, very exciting. I was saying before, I'd searched Woods Cup in the archive and a lovely picture of a sprightly young Furo popped up playing for Colby against Michael.
Against Michael, in final.
No, I think it was an early round, and you were considerably taller than everyone else still then. You were probably about 14 at the time.
Big cop back then. Well, it still is now, but enjoyed it back then.
So some big games this week. Some tight games. Enjoying me do your preview in the
play. Probably the only one that did, other than my mum.
Yeah.
But I think we talked about this the other day, but every single one of those games, it could be quite close, couldn't it?
You know,
it's quite a good draw this year.
To state the blooming obvious, every game could go either way, couldn't it?
Yes, it could. And do you know what? The game of football is a game of two halves.
There you go. Save these, Dave. We could get a poster out of this. Right, so Round Onken, you've pitched as your big game of the day.
Yeah, two of the form teams in the division. I was at this game last year in the cup competition, and on that day, Onken triumphed 5-2. Joe Rees got four goals. It's going to be much tighter this time. I think Onken will still have the edge. They're flying high. They're up to second now in Division 2, battling well for promotion. But Moreira, after that win against Pulley a couple of weeks ago, they're flying. Confidence will be high.
Yeah, they're a decent year. I watched them against St Mary's in the Cup. They gave it a good go when the pitch was cut up eventually, and St Mary's brought on their big guns, and it was sort of ebbed away from a bit then. But yeah, this will be a close game. Obviously, there's the threat of Monkey Brains in the Crosby after if Maran do pull off a win, isn't there? So.
Well, I think it's a threat of that anyway, if they win or lose. But yeah, so it should be a good game.
What are you going for? I'm going to get put your punditry neck on the line.
I think it'll go the distance, but I'm going to say Onken. I'm going to see it.
Onken. Lads, I know Division 2 is probably not in your sphere of influence, but any thoughts on this game?
Round for the win. Got a lot of players at my school that are playing in my senior team, so
they've got some good kids coming through there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, some good players.
Does Stewie Morris still play for
he
them?
Does, yeah. He scored last week.
Stewie's
brilliant.
He is very, very good. The only thing is, in that win against Pulley, he was sent off after scoring the winner. So I don't know when.
Sounds like a shirt off celebration to me.
Yes.
Into the crowd.
Yeah. So I don't know if he's actually eligible to play or not.
He might be suspended. so yeah, I think it's going to be a close game. I think I'm going to go with Onken as well. So it's two for Onken, but I reckon extra time.
Pundits versus the pros, who's going to win?
And we all will know the pros will win next week. Yeah. Unimills Youthy, obviously, this league fixture, reverse league fixture, was
the catalyst
for Youthy's wobble, really, wasn't it? Unimills pulled off, maybe it's some would call it a surprise win in that
game. It was, I think it was 2-1 in that game, was it? But, Youthy, after that, they were unbeaten going into that game, but after that they lost three games in four, I think, was it?
Mm.
So they struggled a little bit, but they bounced back now. They're right back in the mix. They'll fancy their chances to win this. They'll be keen to put the record straight, I think.
The league game, they were actually meant to play each other at the weekend, just gone, wasn't it? But that was postponed because of the weather.
Yeah, you never know, it might go the same way.
UEFA Euro got a couple of ex-Geordies lads up there, Johnny Lund, Harry Weatherall. They seemed well set for promotion, but they've had a bit of a wobble.
Yeah, and if is agent Rashid back available?
I think he made himself exclusively available for the combi because he can smell a combi 2 title there.
But the combi game's called off, so yeah.
Just him coming back into the fold, like
massive boost in training, yeah, wouldn't it?
Definitely, so
yeah. Guarantees the title.
Ramsey, you center winning that game.
You see, Mike.
I'll go with Farou.
You know Yuthi?
Well, he's got, yeah. Okay, with Rishi. He's got the knowledge.
Dave?
Yeah, Yuthi for me.
I've got a feeling Luke Booth might just have one of these games tomorrow.
Your second favourite second division striker behind Dean Tate, I think, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He used to play for Old Boys.
Yes.
Good player.
No, that's Mikey Booth. That's his brother. Luke used to play for Governors. Lovely personal outfit. So I'm going to go for Mills, the rest of you go for Youthy. I'll be proved wrong next week, probably. Another close game down at Clackvane, Malou versus Pulley. Pulley probably want to stamp their authority back on this division again, including this cup competition, and get a win.
Yeah, they've been desperate to play last weekend against Castletown after that defeat to Moran, but obviously it was called off. They'll start as favourites, but Malou, they impressed me when they played against Alcon 2 weeks ago. They held them to a 3-all draw. And they were only seconds away from all 3 points. So Dean Kinley's in great form. And this is going to be close. I wouldn't be surprised if this goes to extra time.
Another one that could go the additional 30 minutes. Ferro, who are you tipping?
Malou have been pretty good, haven't they? There's been a resurgence. But Paul Rose have some good players, haven't they? Yep. Skilly there as well. So.
Steve Glover.
So.
Mark Priestnell. Barry English. Barry English.
I'm going to go with Paul Rose.
Mikey?
Yeah, I went to one session at Malou pre-season just to see how they were doing down there. I live around the corner, you see. And they've got a few good lads down there.
Were you tempted with the free subs?
Yeah, not tempted, mate. I'm going to go for an upset with Malou. Okay. Go for the hometown heroes.
Their pitch, obviously, will be an interesting one to watch, especially Dave's going to give us his forecast a little bit later on, aren't you?
Oh, yes. It's not a new feature, by the way, don't get carried away.
It will be. I'm going to make this a new feature. Right, Douglas and District Gyms. The game Hattie's going to take is Multimedia Ensemble 2. This one, again, could feasibly go either way.
It could. This is another game they were just playing in the league last week when it got called off. I think it's going to be close. D&D will start as favourites. I think they're going to get the win here. But, you know, the Gyms they've improved as the season's gone on. Mm. It is a transitional season for them, as their manager keeps telling me. But they'll give a good fight, but I think D&D will win.
Bureau, D&D, yeah. Nobles Park, it's a bit of a...
Yeah, D&D. How does Hattie pick his games, or does it someone else do it for him?
No, we talk it through, and he says, well, these boys got me, yeah. I like to go and see these boys. You know, he likes to share the wealth, as he says. Yeah.
He likes to pick the games.
D&D Gyms, I don't think he's covered these much, so that was his pick, this one.
What's probably happened is Hattie's had a few too many G&Ts and has promised him all these
He did go on the D&D coach trip at Christmas.
Yeah, so that's...
I think that might have been a check that is now being cashed, to be honest. Yeah. But there you go. Mike?
Probably D&D, I don't know much about it. So.
Well, neither do we, but we've made a career out of it, so don't be ashamed by that. You know. Any hope for Gyms? I'm going to go for Gyms in this one.
Yeah, they've got every chance, but I think D&D for them.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, last game in the prelim round of the GH Cullet Woods Cup sees Michael United go up to Governors Athletic for the 2:30 kick-off at Bemahague. Obviously, their booking doesn't kick in until later than the rest are all 1:45, aren't they, Dave?
Certainly are.
The strangest kick-off time of the year for me, that one, 1:45 p.m. Not half one, not 2 o'clock, 1:45.
Wonder what that's to do with.
We know it's to do with the light, but I'm making a jest there.
Yeah. Anyway, I think this one, Governors will. I think they're just ahead of. They're just behind Michael at the table.
Yeah, I'm looking at the examiner. There's 2 points in it. One's minus 39 and one minus 59 goal difference. So there'll be goals in this one.
Yes, they've both got one win to their name so far this season. But Michael are ahead, as you say. They've got a couple more draws. It's got to be close. I think home advantage might just tip this in Governor's favour.
Ooh, Governor's.
But I don't know.
You don't know. Exclusive. incisive punditry from you as always, Dave. Furrow, you've got a pained expression on your face there.
Just from the fact I might know some people that play for Michael United, the goalkeeper.
Nathan Tier.
Yeah, he's one of my students as well, so...
You're going to go for them?
Great goalkeeper, so he's going to go.
He was in the FA squad last week, wasn't he? Yeah, under 18s on the bench.
Hell of a boot on him.
Yeah. Mikey?
Does this go to penalties?
Yeah, yeah. There's no replays.
No replays. I say probably United will win it on penalties.
Nice.
Your keeper and that.
Yeah,
definitely. There you go. You heard that here first. Put a pound on that up at Betterway, wherever they go. What's up
exclusive.
Now, of course, that's not the only knockout action on Saturday, is it, Dave? There's a cheeky little rearranged prelim Friends Provident International FA Cup tie on Saturday, isn't there?
There is. It's the game I'll be going to. Down at the bowl, it's Foxdale v Bradham. It should be a good one, this.
Definitely it will be on, though, because it's at the bowl.
Don't say that. It'll flood now. But, yeah, obviously Bradham have had a bit of a tough patch lately. They haven't won in a while, but they'll see this as a good chance to get back to winning ways. But Foxdale, they're still challenging for promotion in Division 2. They've got the feel-good factor about them, so they'll probably... They'll probably fancy their chances of getting a win.
They haven't played much recently, though. We've talked about it with the Russian guys we had in the week. They said you lose a bit of momentum and rhythm. You know, you guys have had it maybe at times. I know you two have probably been lucky enough. You've been playing when the rest of the teams haven't. But it does make a difference, doesn't it, when you're not playing week in, week out?
There's nothing like match fitness, really, because you can train as much as you want. But, there's nothing that compares to playing matches.
It's a lot about momentum as well. Yeah. The whole team, I mean, it's all right. You say it's all right for us to be, because we're playing, but if the other lads aren't getting the game time match fitness, it hinders the team a bit, because it's all about the team.
And the bowl, obviously, these two probably tend to play on a narrower pitch. The bowl will be a big pitch, and be interesting to see how they both tackle that, really.
Yeah, obviously, Bradden have got a bit more experience lately. When they stormed to Divi 2 last year, they played in the Woods Cup and the Gold Cup finals down there, and they played some really nice, expansive football down on that pitch. Stewie Pacey was a big part of that, and I don't know whether he's going to be involved. But either way, I think this should be an interesting game. Some good battles all over the pitch with this one, but I'm going to tip Bradden to sneak through.
Can Foxdale pull off a shock? Any of your students in this one, obviously?
There's another goalkeeper, and he'd love for me to go for Foxdale, so shout out to him.
Mikey, you obviously played Bradden, wasn't it 3-0, I think, at Victoria Road?
I think we could have maybe beat them by more, but I think they've got a few decent players in there. Bradden for me.
I thought this had shot written all over, but I'm going to go for Bradden now. I think the Foxdale will have had the legs taken out of them for a bit by this recent postponement.
Yeah, so they've only played 11 games in the league, so they are quite way behind. I think you're right.
Make sure you wrap up warm for that one, Dave, because I don't know if you've experienced this before. I was at the bowl last Saturday for the under-18s game.
Yep.
The seat next to me froze.
Actually froze.
Then I went to go over the pitch to interview Lewis, and he fell over because it was like sheet ice.
Well, yeah, I'm glad I didn't do it because it probably would have killed me. So.
Oh, it's a bit dark, isn't it? Keep it light. We have got Hollywood's late night, haven't we? Right, Candlelight Premier League. There's a massive, mahoosive game at the top. Top two go head-to-head. Peel versus Corinthians. I'm going to this one. I'm going to get an ice cream and possibly a pasty as well.
Oof. Did you get past the appeal?
We should perhaps talk about the football, though. Who do you think is going to win this one? We had a bit of a snap poll, I called it.
Would you like to tell us the
remarkably
results?
We had 59 votes, which is quite good for us.
It was only an hour long vote as well.
So 54% think Peel are going to win this, 36% Corinthians, and 10% think a draw. I am going to reveal something. We think Lee Gale's definitely away, don't we? He's skiing, so that's not probably real. People will probably be on his social media. We've seen this week how many things he's been doing on slopes. But Peel, he's going to be a big loss for them.
He certainly is. I think, I assume for both of you two, you quite fancy a draw in this one, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's going to be, it could well end up in a draw. Peel, they've just sort of come up on the ropes a little bit now, haven't they? They've got some really good form. I think behind Castle.
Solid team. They're just solid. Mike, missing Lee, will Lee have to change the game at all? Or will it be a big
definitely
loss?
I mean, they look for Lee a lot. I mean, that switch play, they do that ball so well, where they drag you over the pitch to one side and then the big ball over the top to Lee, and his pace is incredible. So they'll have to definitely change it up, try and maybe make a target man or something like that. I don't know if Sean Kelly's still.
Sean.
He'll pop up in Combi Corner.
Sean made the day of a football, what they call it, stadium hopper.
Yeah.
But yeah, probably not the day of Colby. But we'll talk about that in Combi Corner. We don't want to steal your thunder there, do we, Dave?
No, what thunder?
Ferro, what do you think? You know, Lee's going to be a big loss for them. But
yeah.
But they won the reverse fixture at the bowl. Yeah.
Who won it?
The Peel.
Peel won it, yeah. I'd favour Peel. I think they're picking up a lot of steam at the moment, which is especially with like their stadium back in form and their pitch back use. I don't know, yeah, with Gail missing, you'd think that they'd have to change some things, but they've still got a lot of firepower going forward and at the back as well. So it'll be a tough afternoon for like Sean Doyle and stuff against if they've got their full strength team. But yeah. Hopefully a draw.
We'll talk about Tom Wood. He's obviously travelling with you guys on Sunday as well. First inclusion within the squad. He's having a great season, we've talked it before off air. It's since he's got into that centre back partnership. Now we've seen him play in midfield and
all over. Yeah,
he's built like a centre back, but they were playing him in midfield at left wing, and he's just him and Dom now seem to be, I'd say, one of the strongest centre half partnerships.
With that help,
behind Ron Hawley and Al Maitland.
Yeah.
Jack.
That'll be a tough afternoon against Sean though, because they look for him a lot and he is a big lad, isn't he? Yeah, he's got a tremendous leap.
It's weird defending him in the air. He's gangly. You can't get around him. If you do, it's a free kick to him. He makes his size very, very known. I think Corinthians are going to steal it to score the winner.
Oh, there you go. Again, make a bolt. I like the bold play.
It's good.
Whitley time.
Really? Are you going for Ferro? Are you going for Peel? You look
pained. Yeah, it's because I want a draw, but I think Peel will win it.
Dave? I'm going to sit in the fence and say a draw.
I think Peel might edge this, but I don't know. I don't know, it could be a draw as well.
Yeah, I just don't know.
I just can't see Corinthians sneak it at the moment, but they'll go and prove me wrong. They'll play this in the dressing room beforehand and then they'll go, we're going to go and prove the podcast wrong.
Bella with a winner.
Bella! A birthday strike.
Yeah.
It lopes from midfield and bangs.
Does he score goals?
Oh.
Does he score? Yeah.
Tend to be for about 30 yards.
Yeah.
When he's got tired of running, he just hits it. Right, Russian. Obviously, Mike, you're playing Villa Royal tomorrow, and team Royal. Both of you need the points, really. Rushing, obviously, you want to keep the pressure on at the top. Royal still trying to get away from the bottom two.
That run of three wins is really just completely reignited Royal season, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're still. I mean, they're still at the table. They are an 11. They're only a point away from Braddon, who are second bottom, and they've played two games more.
Yeah, but those wins. I mean, they all say, you know, confidence. It just breeds confidence, doesn't it? So. I think they'll make it a bit tough, but you got to fancy rushing with this. I mean, I saw you guys play against Old Boys last week, and yeah, Old Boys made it hard for you in the first half, but second half, you played them off the park at times, and in the end, it was comfortable. And obviously, yourself getting a hat-trick, so the form is good.
Yeah.
You perfect hat-trick.
So you're confident going into this one?
Definitely, yeah. I think we definitely have the players to beat a Douglas Royal team. No offense, Douglas Rose. I think they've got actually a few good players. I think their right back's quite good. Is he in the junior team?
They've got quite a few.
Yeah, they've got a few.
And Jacob Crook plays left wing. Lucas Simmons centre forward.
Jack
Kamada, right wing. Yeah,
he's right wing. Because I know there's a right back who usually marks me at training. He's very good. He's tricky to get past. So
right.
He causes me problems. But I can see us. I can see us. Winning by a comfortable margin against Douglas Royce, especially if Josh and Jack Saxon are on form.
Yeah, but that's it. You seem to have the ability to score goals from all over the pitch. You know, is a massive. You know, it takes the weight off one player's shoulders in a way, doesn't it?
Definitely. I think me, Steve Ryden, Jack Saxon, and another scored quite a lot of goals through the three of us through last season. So.
I know last week Jamie Johnston and Matt Cain were missing. Are they back in the squad? Are they?
I don't know. I don't believe they are.
But was Liam back at?
He was. He came off the bench. Didn't
Liam
he?
Came off the bench on Saturday, and he's in the squad for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he should Should be a good one. I'm not sure what's happening with Jamie. I think he's away a lot.
Yeah, I think what Steve alluded to that, wasn't it, with work and stuff?
Yeah, he's obviously been in the combi quite a bit, working his way back into fitness, hasn't he? He's been banging them in for fun.
Yeah, maybe he's found his division.
Sorry, Jamie. For you, obviously, you probably want Russian to drop points in this one because they're on your tail as well, but you're tipping them to win this? Your own former club, of course?
Yeah, you can see them winning it. Got a lot of firepower going forward. Can be a difficult team to beat. But you never know if Taylor up front could cause some problems. You never know. But, likely to be a Russian win.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement there. Another game that looks like a straightforward home win for you. St George's against another one of your former clubs, Colby. Any sentiment in this one for you, or is it just let's get the job done?
Loads of sentiment on this. I do struggle to score against them. I think I don't know. I can't remember the last time I scored against them, but I'm not going down that route tomorrow. So I'm aiming to beat them comfortably. Definitely.
Well, they've suffered some heavy defeats in recent weeks. Obviously, last week I think it was at 9-0 against Corinthians. Was it the week before? I think
a couple of weeks ago. I think.
Yeah. So they're struggling down the bottom. They need points on the board because they've already played more than everyone around them. So, yeah. But I can't see them getting anything out of this one.
No, it does look a fairly straightforward home win, a one on the coupon, as it were. But St George's and I suppose Russians as well. These games, is it a case of you can't beat a team in 60 minutes and then let off for 30, because you do need the goals. This it is going to be tight come the end of the season. The goal difference could come into play, couldn't it?
Yeah, we found out against when we were playing in the FA Cup, we play Onken. Sometimes they turn up and they turn it on, and they can kind of sometimes drag you down to their level sort of thing, or make it a bit of a dirtier affair. So you can't really go into it thinking, oh, we're going to score loads of goals, because you have to work for those goals and the win, no matter who you're playing. Mm.
So. With the goal difference in mind, though, I mean, normally, as you said, you get into past the hour, you want to get a few more goals, whatever. But this weekend, knowing that you're playing 24 hours later, does that mean will you mentally just sort of take a step back?
That's when you get injured, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
what you're
told in rugby and stuff like that.
Bassey would allow that, even if he is the manager of the Ellen Vannon team. He'll want us to win comfortably and score loads of goals. So, I can't see him allowing us to let off at all.
A big win for Geordies, do you think, Mike?
I don't know. it would seem that way. Colby were, for us, a very difficult side to break down. I can't see St George's having any problems against them.
Yeah.
I mean, the only team St George's have had problems against this year, I think, Russia, when we beat them 3-0, was it?
Yeah, 4-0, was it? Did someone forget their boots?
I don't know, I can't remember.
Baby brain.
How many laps did you have to do for that one?
I was driving pretty quick. I thinking back, I could have borrowed some boots from a friend who had my boots as well. So I was like, that is typical, like, head in the clouds.
To be fair, that would probably go down in the history of Manx football, that you know, it was talked about much on social media at the time.
Well, almost as much as Mupskate when Russia beat them 1-0 a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, Mupskate
scored that goal.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was a great goal.
There's always something about Furrow and Geordies versus Russian games, isn't there? Right, Douglas Athletic Leipzig looks to possibly be one of the closer games in the division on Saturday. Dafka, they would be a bit disappointed to have lost so comfortably to St Mary's on there. Was it 4-0?
Yeah, especially after obviously the reverse fixture with you.
6-0.
But, Dafka are at that point now where they're still on the fringes of a relegation fight, but they're just a win or two away from safety. Almost.
Yeah, they've got 13 points. We always, what's our
14?
14 is our safety points.
Yeah, but if you look at this, you've got one team on 10, two on 11, one on 13.
So, yet again, we could be proven wrong.
It's very close. But in terms of Laxey and Athletic, Laxey are 3 points ahead, having played 3 games fewer. So they'll be favourites to to win this one, but Athletic at home, they'll be keen to put that St Mary's result behind them.
Yeah, massively. Laxey, another young team for Rover. You've probably maybe come across them on your school teaching days, you know?
Yeah, some of the players, definitely.
Well, on their day, they were a really good team, weren't they?
Yeah, they can be hard to break down, and they've got, I forgot his name, but the guy up front who's he's called
Joe Walters.
He's good, isn't he? He's a very good player, rate him.
George Burrows, Andy Burkett, Matty Wilkinson, there's loads of talent.
Yeah, and they're going to be a good team in the future as well. So, they're a very good team. Although Douglas Athletic, Mikey Callister plays with them, so he's, you never know, he'd score goals for fun. Awesome.
Mikey, you reckon we'll get the points at this one?
I like watching Douglas Athletic play, to be honest. I think they're
Just for the kit.
Their following as well. They seem to have
the ultras.
I've got a mate at work, Frank Dalfway. He's big. He's all mates with them. I like the way that they press up their defence. They've got an offside trap and it does catch you out.
No, it doesn't.
Just me then. Maybe I'm just offside, but I think Douglas Athletic. I think Ray was quite good in the air if they play to that advantage. Is Comodal playing?
Yeah, well, it depends if he's on shift, because he's one of the ones that tends to work shift.
He's been back and forth again, so major plus for him. So are we hinting here that you're a fan of Dafka, so that one day, forget Russian, we could see the Furu and Mike Williams partnership at Athletic?
Yeah. Definitely not. Mike Callister?
Don't see why we would ever do that.
Worth a try.
Apart from the social side, maybe.
There's a bit of sensationalist journalism from Dave.
Mark Williman asked me to say that, so.
Right, so I don't know, Davey, what are you calling in this one? I'm going to go Laxey, but I think it's going to be a high scoring game.
Yeah, very close, but I'm going to tip the Miners to win this one.
St John's versus Ramsey completes the Premier League card on Saturday. It's just, again, should be a comfortable home win for St John's, you'd think. Obviously, you've both come across these in recent weeks and they've probably shocked you a little bit, maybe. Was that fair to say, Rory?
Recently we played Ramsey and I don't think we're at our best, but they still made it hard.
What about St John's? Because obviously they drew, you had to get a couple of late goals to get a point out of it.
Yeah, they scored two pretty spectacular goals. But yeah, we managed to bring it back. But they're always a tough team to play against, and yeah, they're strong.
And then obviously they beat you at Croydon Lair, which not many teams do, Mike. So, as Furu says, they are traditionally a hard team to break down and play against.
I feel like they work hard, they're grafters and that. Yeah. But I mean, I don't want to say it, but we should have comfortably won that game. I missed two 1-on-1s. Damo was worldy, as he always is. But yeah, they're always there and they're about in games where they can just, I don't know, they just turn something and they make it scrappy and
Johnny eventually win. He's a catalyst.
Terrible football, isn't he?
But Reece is obviously going with you on Sunday. He's obviously in the squad. He's had a good. He adds a bit of a cutting edge to that bluntness of the rest of them.
he's a very good player. His movement's brilliant. He plays well when Alex Holden, who's also going to be here, when he's back. I mean, those two caused us problems big time last year. Reece has got bags of quality.
We also staying at home well. And Ramsey, any light for Ramsey in this one?
Well, don't know.
No, that exasperation says it all. They're bottom 4 points from 11 games. Time now, they have got 5 games in hand on Colby, who are 7 points ahead of them in the third bottom. But it is pretty starting to look pretty grim reading for Ramsey.
Yeah, the time is rapidly running out for them. All signs point to St John's winning this one. But stranger things have happened in football.
And it usually does. They do. You're full of cliches today. Have you been reading Shoot magazine? Is that
Match magazine.
Right. The last game on the fixture card in the top two divisions on Saturday sees Ayr versus Castletown in a cheeky little Division Two game. This one, isn't it?
Yeah, the other one of the day. But again, all signs point to Castletown win here. They're the top of the table and flying.
Mike, your former club.
I don't remember playing for Castletown.
Oh, did you not? No. Oh, you expunged it from your memory.
I think I've always played for Russian. Oh, Russian and Malou.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay.
That's the end of that.
So Cast Iron could make it, will be wanting to get the points to push on at the top. They're top at the moment, 36 points. A point ahead of Onken. Pulley have got a couple of games in hand with 33, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, Ayr are struggling for consistency at the moment. I mean, somehow they've managed to play 18 games. more than anyone else. But yeah, they're struggling. They're down in 10th, I think, and they lost 9-0 to Moran last week. So they are struggling badly. So
it should be a Cast Iron win. Ayr, of course, obviously last year they went down just after Christmas. They had that, was it 2 month period between finishing their league games and the Aussie Cup? So
yeah, a pre-season.
So they had a 2 month gap. We shouldn't be surprised that they've played that many games. They obviously do something to the pitch up there. So.
Yeah, I think, you know, fair play to them. We said it a lot last year. You know, it was a difficult year for them, but they kept on going. Yeah. And they've got the combi side back out this year, and you know, they do really well. So.
Burrow Cast Iron win for you in this one?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know how well they're doing, but they've got some good players.
Yeah, I won't ask you, Mike.
They've got Kieran Brown.
Yeah, he's added a lot of stability to the midfield. Yeah, he's a very good player.
Good. Ashley Sands, Rhea, and Co. So, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Word on Alex Crawley, actually, he's 4 hat tricks in a row.
He's still on that.
Yeah, because obviously last week was kept the
Wizards. He could get a fifth this week, conceivably. That would be some run, yeah.
Win 8-0.
Ball predictions to continue to come from Mr. Williams.
Yep, I think we've had one of our new pundits for 4-5-1 next week.
We have. Right, we're nearly at the end of the episode, so it's time to dart over to everyone's favourite corner. That is Combi Corner, Dave.
Hype it up so much, mate. It's ridiculously bad. Right, anyway, with Combi 1, with Corinthians and Leaders Russian not playing last week, they were involved with a postponement. Old Boys have closed the gap a little bit at the top. They thrashed Ramsey 8-1. Dean France got a couple of goals, amongst others, so that's helped their cause. It's still well within their hands. They have played 2 games less than Corinthians and 4 less than Russian, with their 7 points behind. So if they win all of them, the destiny of the title is in their own hands. Mm. So they're doing well. It's also it's allowed them to go level on points with 2nd place Corinthians with the game in hand. So it was a good weekend for them. Peel cemented their top 4 place. They recorded the same result, 8-1 over Colby. And we alluded to this before.
Yeah.
A certain Peel striker, normally a first team player, Sean Kelly, got a double hat trick.
6 goals.
In that. So, yeah, it left Colby bottom of the table with one point behind Braddon, but having played 5 games more. So it's been a tough all season for them.
Yeah, minus 84 goal difference sort of says it all, doesn't it, really? It's been a tough season for Colby.
It has.
All round.
And Mike's favourite former club, Castletown, and slim title hopes in Combi 2, suffered a setback last week. They lost by the odd goal in 7 to Pulley, who've climbed to 3rd in the table as a result. It was a Canapa affair. Owen Canapa caught a brace, Joe Canapa also scored, as well as Ollie Taylor. Leaders' youthies postponement against Union Mills has allowed Onken to close the gap to the top. To 6 points after they beat Governors 6-2, but you know, all eyes still look on Heathie getting that title. But this weekend's game has been postponed as well.
Already, yeah, they're having problems with that school regarding pitch. I think the Department of Education have the say over whether the pitch can go ahead, and they've had 3 or 4 there already.
It's very frustrating for them. We've mentioned it so many times already. The momentum just goes out the window, but they're still sitting pretty at the top. The 6 points clear, they haven't lost a game yet, so. It's going well for Youthy. And the only other game that went ahead in the Combi last week was there's no separating D&D and Jim's. They played out a 1-1 draw. Mm-hmm. Tony Stewart scored for D&D and Steve Edwards netted for the visitors.
Veteran Tony Stewart. He used to play 5-star with Tony.
Yeah.
His son Luke plays for the first team. So Tony must be cracking on, as the phrase goes, but there you go.
Yeah, so D&D stay 9th, and they're 2 places above Jim's, which is exactly the same as the 2 first teams.
Oh, fair enough. And did you say there's already another postponement in Combi football tomorrow?
Yes, we've had a couple here, to be fair. So obviously we mentioned UTV D&D, but also Doubles Royal versus Russian.
Right, I want to start this as a new feature, but you're not keen, are you?
No.
Oh, Dave reads the weather. I think that's a brilliant feature. What do you think, lads?
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I think it's a good weather.
When does this go out? Does it go out at night, like tonight?
Yeah.
So then we can figure out. Yeah. We can know where the games are.
You've heard what, as Furrow said, this is what people want.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need a catchy name for it.
Dave reads the weather.
Dave reads the weather. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Dave reads the weather.
So tonight, it's mostly dry, but with a bit of rain overnight. There's going to be more rain tomorrow morning. It will dry out in the afternoon, so it remains to be seen how much that overnight rain will affect the pitches. But one thing that's come to mind is there's also a good chance of monkey brains in Crosby after the Buran match.
That's a belly. Right. So, Dave,
why did I just have to do that?
You've surpassed yourself.
Yeah. I thought we could top Comedy Corner, or I never knew he worked there. Have you heard about that feature, Mike?
No.
Did you not hear this one?
No.
Right, so we started a feature the other week called I Never Knew They Worked There. So it's when I see a footballer in their day job, and I was like, oh, I never knew they worked there. So the first one was Blagoj Smiljanov, who is an air steward for Flybe.
No way.
So there you go. You might have him. He might be on the flights, one of the flights this week.
Yeah.
So just keep an eye out for you guys know?
No.
No.
See, that's why it's not a weekly feature. It's just it's occasional.
Yeah. Whenever you feel like it. Whenever you get out of the house. Yeah.
Right, before we go, I should just point out the Isleman FA side. We'll be travelling to Stokesley, which is on the outskirts of Middlesbrough. My Google map tells me. To take on North Riding in the next round of the Interleague Cup on Sunday, February the 18th. Yeah. A rare Sunday tie for that.
A high noon. It's a midday kickoff as well.
High noon. Very exciting news, Dave.
You're going.
I'm going.
Yeah.
Not as third goalkeeper, as I'd like, but as a roaming reporter.
You say that as a third goalkeeper. You wouldn't want to get in the way of any shots from these two, would you?
Oh, God, no. But, yeah, so we're planning, aren't we? We're going to maybe do the podcast on the coach.
Yeah, it's a recipe for disaster. Yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Good footage.
We could film it as well for it. We could go multimedia.
Yeah, it's safe to say it was a bit chaotic on the coach last time I went away with the Ireland team. So good luck. I'm sure they'll all be half cut. Share 5 minutes
on the way in.
I'll be back.
Oh right, I was going to say. Good neck, Dave. That's it. No wonder you won as well, didn't they?
Yeah. Nice winner.
No, very good. Right, lads, thanks for coming in. Thanks for spending your Friday evening with us. It's been a pleasure, and hope you enjoyed the thins. We found out a lot, haven't we, tonight, Dave?
I think these two found out a lot about each other as well.
Yeah, it's been a nice bonding session.
It has. I hope it hasn't been too painful for you.
No, it's been good. Thank you very much.
All the best for Sunday. All the best for the rest of the season for both of you, and the Kenifa. Welcome, coming in. And of course, I would point out, you can stream the commentary from Sunday's game at livesportfm.co.uk from 3 p.m. Sure won't be as good as if me and you did it, Dave, would it?
Oh, God. Well, I know I've got a face for radio, but I can't commentary, mate.
Maybe that's something we could branch out into sometime in the future.
We don't want to step on Hattie's toes, though, do we?
He doesn't do commentary.
Yeah. He definitely should.
You guys should do that.
Yeah, you'd be a brilliant team.
No, don't put ideas in my head, Mike. I'll be thinking about that now. Right, okay, remember you can listen to all the Manx 40 pods at audioboom.com/channel/Manx Football, including the Christmas special with Asia Rashid.
Yeah.
And all 49 others.
50? How did we make it to 50?
I'm flabbergasted. They just keep letting us do it, to be honest. And people still keep coming in. I'm impressed. Yeah. Like, these two lads were keen as well.
Yeah, they were.
That's a comeback.
Well,
100th episode special.
That's it. We can remember. We do remember when Mike came in. That was great, yeah. Of course, it's all on the iTunes as well. You can just search Manx Football Podcast. I think we're on various other platforms, but I can never remember what they are.
Yeah, they're on Twitter accounts.
What do you listen to it through?
Just audio boom.
Good lad.
There you go.
For us, a regular listener. First time caller.
Yeah. Any chance of you getting Twitter, Mike?
Probably not, though. No. I'm not.
No. You don't need it, do you?
Not
in the Isle of Man.
Just get on Facebook.
That's it. Yeah, there you go.
It keeps the Twitter questions as a bit of a surprise for you as well.
Facebook's a bit 2009, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
so,
same difference.
Yeah.
Not on the grid, not on the gram and all that stuff. So.
Yeah. Stealth, off the radar. Yeah.
There you go. Right, until next week.
Ta-ta for now.